Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Open phones. As always, we invite you to bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As major cities like Chicago and Seattle, as we discovered, may be losing 40, 50% of their police forces over these vaccination mandates. Those are scheduled to shake out within the next few days, if not a couple weeks. Apparently Chicago's deadline is tomorrow. And so this weekend, there may be like upwards of half of the Chicago cops who aren't going to report for duty because they are going to be in a no-pay sort of probationary status. You want to comment on that, you're welcome to. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Matt.
And Joa.
Plus, Joa, you found a story about the marijuana, what do they call it here, Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2021, getting passed by a House committee in Washington, D.C. Now, there's not a lot that, you know, is very exciting coming out of D.C., but this might actually be worth talking about, so we'll get into that coming up here in a bit. But going first to your phone calls and thoughts, plus Hillary Clinton getting heckled out in Europe, apparently. We'll talk about that. But Epicurus is on the line to start things out here this hour, calling us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Epicurus.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I just wanted to make a book recommendation for folks. It's a science fiction book I read here a few years back, and it's got a very interesting theory, a connection between viruses and human evolution, or evolution in general. So in our COVID world that we're in now, everyone's thinking about germs, so I thought this would kind of put people out of their comfort zones a little bit and just give them another perspective on viruses. Hmm. It's a book called Darwin's Radio by Greg Bear. I'm not sure how much of this is based on fact, but it's a pretty interesting theory of evolution in which the idea is that viruses, the purpose of viruses in nature are, right, they're not bad. Right, they're not inherently evil or even inherently destructive to any species. But his theory is that viruses are a communication tool. Their purpose is to communicate information between different species, and also like maybe from one generation of a species to another generation. And the idea in the book, a couple of characters, the scientists kind of discover an interesting connection between a modern-day flu-like virus and a virus that they collected samples of from a Homo erectus body that was kind of found by some archaeologists. And they basically find out that kind of in the story that over time, viruses are kind of used, but then they're also kind of reincorporated back into DNA and preserved over a long period of time, and that they kind of act as a form of a trigger to incentivize an organism to evolve and make it a new version of a species to adapt to environmental conditions. And it's pretty trippy because it's a two-book series.
Well, I mean, that sounds like, you know, a lot like a forest fire, right, where, you know, eventually fire comes through wooded areas and takes things down, but the forest comes back stronger and thicker than before. I mean, same thing's true with humans, right? Like, you know, the virus comes through, takes out the weakest of the herd, and then those who survived it are more likely to survive in the future. That's sort of the natural process, isn't it?
Yeah, and basically, yeah, so as a form of population control, definitely, that's definitely, I think, the purpose of all diseases. But more appropriate to sort of this theory that he's putting out there in this book, it'd be more like, if it was a forest fire, right, you would want, in a way, it might be beneficial for the species that survive the forest fire for whatever they learn, right, from that experience, you know, and how to detect a fire ahead of time, smell it or whatever, recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
That information is probably beneficial to transmit that information from species on one side of the planet to the species on another side of the planet. And that's kind of what happens a lot of times, especially with genes, of course. that sort of thing is passed down. That's how you have really, really sophisticated instincts. But basically, I think the theory he's kind of trying to push is that a lot of that information is pushed not only through genes, through reproduction, but also through viruses. It's a pretty trippy story. And in the second book, he actually shows like these new forms of humans. It's kind of plausible, sort of, in a way, that that nature decides that there needs to be a new form of human because of social pressures that we're experiencing now, namely that there's an increased need for communication in our modern world, and these new humans that develop have a much stronger ability to communicate. They use two vocal cords. They have two sets of vocal cords, which apparently we also have, but they have a special modified tongue, so they can speak in two voices at the same time, and they have like kind of glowing, luminescent freckles, so they can communicate even more information through how they luminesce. And they have a very strong sense of smell and pheromone glands. So
this is sci-fi that you're talking about, right? This book?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And what's it called again?
It's called Darwin's Radio.
Darwin's Radio.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on Amazon right now. You can get a used copy for about $4 shift.
Sounds like you really enjoyed it, Epicurus. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Just recommend people read that. If anything, it's a great read. It'll give people a new perspective on evolution and viruses, and maybe not think of viruses as quite such an evil thing.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, it seems like the government is trying to step in between nature, right? Like trying to disintermediate nature's effect on mankind, and as a result, keep some of the weaker people around. Because government loves weak people, mm-hmm, right? Like it loves to have people who feel like they need to be taken care of. And so that's who they're pandering to here with this, you know, mommy government, paternalistic viewpoint.
That's why they encourage poor people to have more kids. They get more money from the state when they have more kids. So
more welfare.
It's not really the smartest thing to be dependent on the state.
So it's a terrible idea.
That's why they're encouraging it. And
you know, George Carlin had a bit where he was talking about how he didn't have polio. He swam in the East River as a kid.
That's not a nice river to swim in.
No, it's horrible. And he's talking about, you know, the kid that ate the marbles didn't get to grow up to reproduce.
Yeah.
Things, you know.
For good reason.
Yeah, we're protecting the weak for sure. I don't want to go down into a eugenics rabbit hole, but there's something to be said for an organic form of, you know, eugenics, and it's being definitely prevented by warning labels on everything. And this bag is not a toy. Well, maybe the dumb one should figure that out the hard way.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't wish harm on anybody.
Not really, but
at the same time, I do accept that.
Well, you hear about stupidity hurting and killing people, and sometimes you got to shrug.
That's okay. You know? It's okay. It's okay for you know, the weakest to be called out of the herd. I mean, that's the natural way of things.
The natural order.
And by trying to stop that from happening, they are creating a weaker group of humanity that they can then take advantage of, that they can then, as you say, Joe, get hooked on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
They can indoctrinate them to be even weaker, whether it be plying them with, you know, misinformation or lies, or plying them with soy or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Making people as weak and as pliable as they possibly can, just straight up lying to them.
Their biggest goal is to separate us based on who's obedient and who is disobedient. And if that's going to divide the line for the police, that's where it's going
to
divide.
Well, I'm happy to see that happening.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Finally, you know, it's making it clear. That's one thing that has been a benefit in this last 18 months. As horrible as it has been, and as depressing as it has been to see people being so obedient in large numbers, at the very least, we now can see at a glance who the most obedient people are and who aren't, right? You got a mask on walking around, or maybe there's a slight chance you actually need it for some, you know, like in Japan, prior to the all these mask mandates, people would wear masks anyway, just out of their own choice to try to keep, you know, themselves, their sickness from spreading to people. Yeah. And hey, if that's your choice, that's fine. Yeah. But if you're doing it because the government told you to,
clown,
and that's the supermajority
like
of people doing it.
Cosplay, like, at this point, like, they're doing it because, like, somehow
it's signaling.
They're signaling, but they somehow, like, the feeling feeling of being controlled. And it's become like, you know, it raises their serotonin levels when they're told what to do.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good to them. And so having that dividing line is very important. And it is resulting in more people picking up their lives and moving to be around more like-minded people. Like, if you want freedom, you ought to get to New Hampshire. If you want some sort of conservative state, you ought to get to Texas. If you want a liberal state, get to California. Let's get people together.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number for 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up this weekend, Saturday, October 16th, brand new event is going to be happening in Europe. And it's sold out for physical tickets, but you can still get online tickets, digital tickets, if you will, from LifetimeLiberty.com. The event is called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Our very own Mark Edge is apparently going to be there speaking at the event, so you'll be able to, I presume, see him speak if you get one of these digital tickets over at LifetimeLiberty.com. Speakers include Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more. Projects that are happening now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. You can go and get your digital tickets at LifetimeLiberty.com and see what people are doing globally to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude. That's this Saturday, October 16th, LifetimeLiberty.com to get your tickets now. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
We're going to get into, I don't know if it's as much of a story as just a fun clip that you wanted to play.
Yeah, I think it's a great story because it really shows how much the world's awake in at least people in Belfast, right? This was where in Belfast.
Yeah, I mean, if the guy from Belfast was coming here to Keene, I wouldn't know who he is, and I wouldn't know what to say about him. But people in Belfast, Ireland, had something to say to Hillary Clinton. Now, I remember seeing the photos from this. I didn't know where they were taken.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about this, where Hillary's walking around in, like, some fancy queen's robe, and there's,
with
like...
Yeah, the child?
Yeah, some little shrimp is, with a, like, creepy look on his face, is behind her carrying, the, like, the tail end of the robe so it doesn't hit the ground. Did you see this photo?
No, I'm going to look it up right
kid,
now.
The kid looked full of adrenochrome. And ready for harvesting.
Oh, look at that little guy. What's this? This is creepy.
Yeah, this is a really creepy. I mean, you know, when photos get taken, you don't get to really control what the look on your face is. So sometimes they can just catch you at a weird moment. Like if you freeze frame our video feed, you'll be able to catch us looking all kinds of weird. But it just this kid just happened to be caught with this really weird look on his face.
Yeah, he's trailing three-point hat on his head.
Yeah, trailing behind this evil woman walking through Belfast. And I've got some of the audio here. This is outside of...
She went to accept the Queen's chancellorship.
What is that?
I don't know.
Some sort of anointing.
Her tweet about it says, "Just call me Madam Chancellor."
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, here's what the crowd had to say.
War criminal.
I don't know if there's much more to it.
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I couldn't have heard better words there.
Yeah, it's just her walking across the street, waving at people, and this little kid behind her carrying her robe.
But people are awake. People know. And we're not giving up. We're going to let her know everywhere she goes that
she's... Do you think her career is dead as far as, you know, is she going to keep running for president, or is it over for Hillary Clinton?
I think she's done. She ran twice, and it was good, nice try to ride your husband's coattails there.
Wasn't there some insider, like, manuscripts, like transcripts of conversations that took place between some of her high-level... like advisors and stuff who are like talking to each other saying, "We can't keep her propped up much longer. She can't do
this."
Yeah.
Wasn't she like crippled or something during the campaign?
Bad. There's something wrong with her, and they're not really
falling over, fainting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not of good health. You can tell. Just like any, you know, educated person with like a small inclination of health in their repertoire, you could tell that this person is not healthy.
And isn't she just in her 60s or something? Or,
oh, really?
That old.
Or is she up into her 70s at this point?
Either way, that's still not very old these days.
Well, for a woman, yeah, I mean, 60s is still pretty young.
Yeah.
Even Bill isn't looking that good either. I feel like their energy is, like, working against each other, and they're deteriorating quicker and quicker.
Actually, she's 73.
73,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, shocker.
But, yeah, there's definitely, you know, something to be said for having your soul eaten away by being, you know, an evil person for your entire career.
If never she had one at all at any point in her existence.
Well, right, because she was a lawyer prior to her term in government.
Parasite.
So just being bad for the entirety of your adult life and ruining people's lives. It's amazing they can last as long as they do. Honestly.
Yeah, and I don't think she comes from a very underprivileged background at all.
Doubt that. So, yeah,
and the same with Bill. They're not cases.
But they've completely destroyed places. You know, I think they're brilliant. They're smart. But they're not good.
Right. No. You can be smart and evil.
Somebody heard, somebody quoted Chelsea Clinton, like, it was about something horrible that was going on, like a flood, or, you know, and Chelsea Clinton responded to it in this totally innocent, like, let them have cake kind of way.
Mm.
Like, their view of the world is completely not realistic at all. They have no idea what reality even means.
Oh, yeah, they can't relate to the average person. I remember the story about her fakely carrying around a bottle of, like, Tabasco sauce in her purse to pretend like she was with it when she went to go
racist,
visit some black people.
Are you serious?
You didn't hear about that story? That was years ago.
Oh, my God. Chelsea?
That was years ago. No, Hillary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she's never, like, driven a car.
What?
She has people drive her around.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand.
It's kind of like Kamala Harris. Like, this is like, Kamala Harris was said, I used to listen to Snoop Dogg back in college. No, wasn't even around.
Wasn't around when you were in college. She's just a liar.
Yeah, they just try to, like,
they try to relate.
Yeah, relate to the crowd that they think they're going to get votes from.
Right.
And I guess it's working.
They're just, as you pointed out, sociopaths. They're psychopaths.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to meld into the group that they're talking to, and they will just lie if they have to.
Hey, fellow kids.
Yeah.
I got candy.
That said, the psychopaths and sociopaths in D.C., and you found this story tonight, Joe, the Moore Act has actually been moved ahead, apparently, by a House Judiciary Committee. They've advanced H.R. 3617, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act of 2021. What does it do? It will repeal the longstanding federal prohibition of marijuana by removing it from the Controlled Substances Act. That means it will be gone from the drug schedule. So right now, marijuana is a Schedule 1 quote, narcotic, meaning that according to the federal government, despite all of the state governments that have medical marijuana programs or have legalized cannabis for recreational reasons, they say Schedule 1 means that there's no accepted medical use for anything on Schedule 1.
Yet they have medical patients, and they've had them for years. It's only like...
There's only like one
20.
Left.
20. Yeah, there's only like the one federal, or two left, yeah.
You're talking about the federal cannabis program?
But it's ironic, though, that they never, like, they didn't look at that and say, hey, we could change this.
The hypocrisy is just, I mean, to the max.
Oh, yeah.
But now they're actually looking at repealing the prohibition of marijuana, which would then end the existing state/federal conflict in cannabis policies and provide state governments with greater authority to regulate marijuana-related activities, including retail sales. This story from NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I want to talk about what this could mean. Now, remember, it's just a bill, and that means it may fail. In fact, it has failed.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The drug company Moderna has cleared the first hurdle as far as getting its COVID-19 booster shots authorized for emergency use.
We do have a unanimous 19 out of 19 yes vote.
An independent FDA advisory panel recommended that the FDA sign off on the request. Jobless claims fell last week. 293,000 Americans were filing new claims. The White House, Jen Psaki, says that's good news.
Today we learned that last week's initial unemployment claims fell to another pre-pandemic low, down below 300,000 for the first time in almost 20 months.
Also, the Labor Department says another report shows 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in August, most of which say they were looking for better pay, and union workers are now going on strike. 10,000 John Deere workers are marching the picket lines. This is USA Radio News. Real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison for a murder he committed 20 years ago of a woman he called his best friend. Ahead of the sentencing, the prosecution argued against a defense request for a new trial. Judge Mark Windham said in response, there was ample evidence that Durst killed his friend, Susan Berman.
Mr. Durst confessed to the crime and the special circumstance of witness killing to Nick Chavin. The crime scene evidence provides the minimum corroboration a confession requires. This is proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Berman's adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, gave a victim's impact statement.
My mind, body, and soul tortured by the effects of this, by the effects this had on me every second for 21 years. I'm likely to go on the rest of my life.
When Berman died, she was prepared to tell police she provided a phony alibi for Durst after his wife vanished in 1982. Kathy Durst has never been found. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As here in New Hampshire, there have been multiple bills that have been put forward for the upcoming 2022 session to look at either decriminalizing marijuana even further or legalizing it entirely without necessarily putting regulations in place. So there is that possibility that's sitting out there right now where maybe New Hampshire will either be the state that has no regulatory control but just legalizes cannabis, or maybe they will have some regulations, but it'll be the lightest touch. Maybe there will be the lowest taxes, the lowest amount of regulations to try to encourage people to locate their cannabis businesses here in New Hampshire. I would say that either of those is a possibility here in New Hampshire, which is only the case because we have a migration of freedom-loving people who've come here and are working within the admittedly awful political system. I mean, it sucks to play politics.
It does.
It's hard to do. It's slow. It's frustrating. It doesn't pay much.
And the people who are doing it are absolute legends.
Some of them are
the
amazing.
Liberty people who are doing it. And it is not. Mark Warden's done it over and over and over again. And he'll tell you, this is not easy on you.
No.
So that said, They get worn out. We need more people. Get them in. We need replacements. We need reinforcements. Come move to New Hampshire and get in the race. And
what we need to do is we need to have enough Free Staters to run both the Republican and the Democrat candidate in all of the elections.
Yep. Just eliminate the positions.
Well, I mean, eventually that would be nice if they could do that. But, you know, we do still need to. Unfortunately, until we can get enough people that just are willing to ignore the government, we do have to whittle it away. And and that's what they're working on doing. Now, I mentioned the different things. There's even a constitutional amendment that has been proposed for cannabis legalization in New Hampshire. So there's a bunch of different approaches that the state reps here are trying in 2022. But if this bill actually gets passed in D.C., the MORE Act, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, if this gets passed and they remove marijuana from the drug schedule, it's immediately legal in New Hampshire. Because as I understand it, now I'm not a lawyer, but this is my understanding. It was Wiedeklaus who told me this years ago, and he did the research on it. The way the New Hampshire drug laws are written, the New Hampshire drug prohibition adopts the federal list. So there's no separate list. There's no list in New Hampshire that says heroin's outlawed, marijuana's outlawed, you know, methamphetamine's outlawed. That list doesn't exist. Mm. And New Hampshire's law just says we prohibit whatever the federal government prohibits.
Boom, done.
So as soon as the federal government ends prohibition on cannabis, there's no more need for any of the legislation in New Hampshire. There's no more need.
Right.
Don't pass any we don't want to legalize it. We don't want a regulatory structure. We don't want some bureaucrat telling people, oh, you got to get a license. No, we don't want licenses. We just want people to be able to grow a plant, harvest a plant, sell a plant, possess a plant, process a plant, do whatever they want with the damn plant.
Right.
So this could be an interesting. You know, again, I'm not going to get my hopes up about the federal government here, but it's at least a nice indicator that the House Judiciary Committee has advanced H.R. 3617. And this isn't the first time. In fact, the entire House, as we'll learn here in a moment, passed this last year, but it was the Senate that got in the way. So this might happen this time around. Quote, what this does is it ends the existing state-federal conflict in cannabis policies and provide state governments with greater authority to regulate marijuana-related activities, which is, of course, what NORML wants. That's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. These guys aren't for no regulations. They want
they
regulations.
Want, yes, they do.
Yeah, they want controls, and we don't. Anyway, here's what they say. Quote, this is their political director. Never before has public support from every corner of the political spectrum been so aligned as to demand that Congress take action to end the shameful experiment with marijuana prohibition. The continued criminalization of marijuana by the federal government is an affront to our professed ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice. By advancing the MORE Act, the House will demonstrate that the majority of our political leaders, I don't consider them leaders, are ready to correct this injustice and enact cannabis policy reform that undoes the harms that have been inflicted upon millions of otherwise law-abiding citizens. They say now is the time for Speaker Pelosi and then some other politicians to schedule the MORE Act for a full floor vote. The bill was approved by the committee 26-15, with 24 Democrats joined by 2 Republicans voting yes and 15 Republicans sadly voting no. What the MORE Act does, its provisions remove marijuana from the Federal Controlled Substances Act, thereby eliminating the existing conflict between state and federal marijuana laws and providing states with the authority to be the primary arbiters of cannabis policy within their jurisdictions. It would also make several other important changes to federal marijuana policy, including facilitating the expungement of low-level federal marijuana convictions and incentivizing state and local governments to take similar actions. I support that.
Yeah.
If you've got a conviction on your record, now it's only saying low level, so they, you know, the dealers are still going to probably be sitting behind bars, but it's something. Creating pathways for ownership opportunities in the emerging regulated industry as well as other sectors of the economy for local and diversely reflective entrepreneurs who have been impacted under prohibition through the Small Business Administration grant eligibility. So they're talking about handing out monies to, you know, politically connected people. Not exciting, but it's the federal government. Of course, they're going to turn it from prohibition into, you know, connected. If you know us, we're going to scratch your back kind of help your buddies situation.
It's a mob.
Allowing veterans for the first time to obtain medical cannabis recommendations from their VA doctors. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Removing the threat of deportation for immigrants accused of minor marijuana infractions or who are gainfully employed in the state legal cannabis industry. Fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm all in favor of immigration and peaceful people working here. And finally, providing critical reinvestment grant opportunities for communities that have suffered disproportionate rates of marijuana-related enforcement action. So, again, that sounds like political money handing.
Oh, yeah, that's distributing it back to the communities that have been affected the worst, supposedly.
Well, yeah, whatever
that
means.
We're all being affected by it.
According to the FBI, over 545,000 Americans were arrested for marijuana-related crimes in 2019, and over 90% of those were charged with mere possession. So there are still hundreds of thousands of our neighbors and friends.
What did you say, 500,000?
545,000 wow. Americans. According to a recent report by the ACLU, blacks are 3.6 times more likely to be arrested for cannabis than white Americans. The state legal cannabis industry employs over 321,000 full-time workers. That's more than six times the number of jobs that the coal industry has. And so then they go through some polling numbers where overall Americans asked the question in April of this year by Quinnipiac University, do you think the use of marijuana should be made legal in the United States? 69% of Americans said yes. 25% said no. So that's pretty overwhelming. That's, you know, that's a mandate, if I ever seen a mandate, as far as what the politicians ought to be doing. Even 62% of Republicans said yes to that question. 32%.
They know that they're going to be farming it. Those Republicans will be farming it.
most farmers are Democrats.
Is that right?
Yeah, because they get the corn subsidies.
Another question.
Democrats support those.
Back in November of 2020, they asked the same question, and 68% of Americans said yes. So, if anything, the numbers are going up. Which comes closer to your view about the use of marijuana by adults? 60% of Americans in April, according to a Pew Research Center study, said 60% said it should be legal for medicinal and recreational use. And so then they give you a little bit of history. What happened to this thing last year? On December 2020, members of the House of Representatives voted for the MORE Act back then by a margin of 228 to 164, so pretty overwhelmingly passed. But under the leadership of then-Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the full Senate did not consider the legislation before the close of the congressional session. So they kicked the can down the road. They're trying it again this time around, and... You know, maybe we'll go through this time.
We'll see.
Don't knock until you try it. Come on.
Crossing. Go.
There's more coming up here. You can join us. And, you know, if this happens, then all of a sudden cannabis is legal in New Hampshire. And that would be pretty cool without any kind of regulatory structure.
At least peace on earth.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a
wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're just talking about what it's going to mean for the not yet free state of New Hampshire, but the free-ish state of New Hampshire, if, and I should say when, because it seems like it's inevitable. It seems like it's going to finally happen,
yeah,
where the federal government is actually going to end cannabis prohibition at some point, whether it happens this year, next year, or five more years from now, because government moves slow. They do seem to be making some progress, and what that's going to mean for New Hampshire, because I understand there is no list of prohibited substances in New Hampshire, which means that when New Hampshire secedes from the federal government, because that could happen sooner, right? Like if we secede next year,
yeah,
we actually might beat them to the punch at ending cannabis prohibition.
Great.
Then that would actually mean that there are no prohibited drugs.
Cocaine. Oh my God.
And all the rest would be completely legal in New Hampshire upon seceding from the United States. So that's kind of an interesting detail. In fact, Matt, you were at an interesting event yesterday, and it did get covered to a large extent here on Free Talk Live because Bonnie and Nikki were both there with you. You guys all went together to the new, it was Concord's Technical Institute, I believe.
It was basically the police academy.
Yeah, they have that there, and they were having an executive committee meeting, which happens every 2 weeks in New Hampshire. And for listeners that don't know, New Hampshire has something that's – New Hampshire's setup's a little different. I don't know how many states have the executive committee. It may be Vermont or something, you know, one of the other New England states do. But a lot of states have, like, a state house, the state senate, a lieutenant governor, and a governor, right?
Yeah.
New Hampshire doesn't have a lieutenant governor. What New Hampshire has is what's called an executive committee. It's a five-person committee. And the executive committee controls all spending over $10,000. Any contracts. So, like, you know, a union contract with the state police or whatever, right? Like, if there's a proposal that's on the table of over $10,000, old Governor Sununu, he doesn't get to just wave his little pen and approve that. It's got to go through the executive committee. Now, I'm sure a lot of the time they just say yes, right, because the bureaucrats or politicians and, you know, they're trying to do favors for people or whatever.
Or status.
But in this case, yesterday, they said no to $27 million from the federal government. The federal government dangling this carrot.
Free
in,
money.
In front of, oh, you know there's going to be some strings attached to this so-called free money.
No, we don't want the feds here. Stay out.
Right. So, you know, has this happened yet where a state says no to the federal COVID? This was $27 million for COVID awareness, for vaccination awareness, to pimp and to push vaccines onto people. And I'm sure other insidious things that we don't even know yet what they want to do.
Yeah, all these facets of control that they want their hands on that they can use. And they're not going to have it now because we're not going to take that
money. Sununu wanted it. He was upset. He put out a press release afterwards, excoriating, because it was actually the Republicans. So there's four Republicans on this executive council, and there's one Democrat. The Democrat voted for this. Sununu wanted the Republicans to vote for it, too, because he wants that money. And he's making it sound like, oh, my God, these people don't care about your health. They don't care about the people of New Hampshire. But the reality is they did what the people of New Hampshire wanted them to do and rejected this.
We do care about your health, as in you get to save money. Keep that money in your pocket.
Well, unfortunately, the money's already been taken.
I know, but we're staying on principle. And the more times we stay on principle, this is going to be more to the effect of that. The money in your pocket is going to stay there.
Well, right. And this is a nullification.
Yeah.
So we haven't seceded yet, but this is like a step in that direction.
Absolutely.
This is the New
Big
Hampshire,
step.
This is the New Hampshire government doing something that they've done in the past. I mean, they did this with the federal money for seatbelts. They said, you know what? We'd rather have our freedom to choose. You can keep that $2 million or whatever. There's some number of millions that got put on the table. It keeps getting put on the table, by the way. It keeps getting put forward to say, hey, come on, we got this money. You just got to pass a seatbelt law. New Hampshire has never passed the adult seatbelt
law. Yeah.
It has never happened.
It's great.
And this is another example of that hard line stance of saying, you know what, we'd rather have the autonomy. Yeah, we know it's our money. You stole it from us. But we'd rather just have our autonomy than you giving us this $27 million and then we're your little bitch boy.
Yep. Yeah, like I never signed up for the IRS.
Right.
You know, I only did the W-2 to get the job. Like, I need the job. But now it's like you try to give me a check. I'm not buying. I'm not going to take that check. You can keep your check.
You talk about the letters they've been sending around to people?
Well, just in general, like trying to give back my tax dollars. No, I'm not going to beg for it back. I'm not going to sign up for your...
Yeah, I don't want your service.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still confused, though. There was a $27 million thing that got turned down yesterday, but I also heard the number $327 million. Is there a different thing that's $300
million? I heard something about this $300 million. I've yet to see any evidence of it, I don't know what's going on with that.
I think it's worth keeping your eyes peeled, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they're always this shady.
And they may try to sneak, sneak something under the cover of darkness. Yeah. But the good news is these activists in New Hampshire, they're watching.
Yeah.
Like, they're watching like hawks these goons. I mean, this place was so full, you couldn't even get in the door, Matt, when you showed up yesterday.
You know, I did a great job. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I did a great job in that parking lot yesterday because there was a bunch of people who couldn't get in. So there's a lot of people standing outside. I made the rounds.
Nice.
I think there's probably five new people that are conservatives who now kind of get the idea of why cryptocurrency exists.
Sweet.
Oh.
Figured it out.
They all have Edge wallets, and they all have $2 worth of Doge in their wallet.
Oh, who did that?
Matt Roach did it.
Yeah, and I heard that you and Bonnie and Nikki were passing out independence flyers.
Yeah, NHIndependence.org flyers, or got a bunch of those
out. Love
it.
And positive responses, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I ran into a couple of those Republic of people. Have you ever heard of the Republic of people?
Republic of what?
Republic of New York, Republic of New Hampshire, Republic of Texas. These are people, they tend to be older people, but they seem to be trying to refashion the United States again. They're electing their own presidents, their own senators, their own congresspeople.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have their own congresses and things like that.
Their own courts.
Yes. Yeah, so they're saying that the one that's currently there was, it's a hijacked version, and we're remaking it. And, you know, it's
like, good for them.
Yeah. Okay. Can we not remake it again?
Let's just give up on it.
Yeah, that was a bad. You know, the thing I don't like about revolutions is that people are like, you know, there's a revolution. I don't want to do a revolution because we're going around in a circle.
Starting over.
I think you're talking about like the nation states thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy because like a lot of them, they signed like this contract saying that being part of nation states and they can reclaim the government back, whatever. But they use like their own like blood and fingerprints on these contracts.
Really?
Yeah, and the FBI ended up showing up to their houses, many of them. It was wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's how they know that they're over the target, though. Mm. And they may be right. So, you know, and even those people, you know, I saw a few of those there, but, you know, it doesn't really matter because when you have decentralized currencies, and they are, especially if they're untrackable and you can actually have privacy in your transactions, it's all over. Mm-hmm. That's just a better product. And the number one tool the governments and banks use to control every single one of us is their dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are tethered to the dollar. We are required to use it. We don't have other choices. Well, we do now.
I like the conveniences of the gold back, but I've really been telling people lately that the best currency out there is going to be bullets.
Traditionally, that's a historical rule. But you know, it's funny. I left the mic here I left the studio just for a second because I ordered some Chinese food.
Hell yeah.
Came in. The guy who delivered the Chinese food, he said that he's coming up with his own
crypto.
Something? No, it's not going to be crypto. It's going to be a precious metals based thing.
Okay.
The guy from the Chinese delivery guy's got an idea, and he's going to do it. I told him to come join us on.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be hard to top the gold back, though.
I don't know if he knows about it. He
said tip him with a gold back next time.
I should have tipped him with a gold back. I didn't have one on me.
All right. Well, let me know.
I'll be ready.
Hey, by the way, Aria and Conan, we had to reschedule. It was going to happen last night. Now it's going to be this coming Tuesday. Conan, he had to work unexpectedly, and we're having to reschedule the Reaper encounter.
Oh, God, what's that?
So they are going to be eating progressively hot peppers, starting with a jalapeno, going easy Street to start. Habanero to follow that.
Yikes.
Ghost peppers to follow that, and then what is supposedly the hottest pepper in the world, the Carolina Reaper. You will be able to watch them attempt to swallow and eat the Carolina Reaper this coming Tuesday, October 19th, starting at 10:30 Eastern Time. It's stupid, and it is going to entertain. So
where's this?
Video.freetalklive.com on our Odyssey channel. Ooh, we will have it there. Video.freetalklive.com, October 19th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. After our radio show ends, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll do some crazy hot pepper internet-only content. Sounds
like fun. Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.